Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Sodaf Chof Zayin in the Art School of Zvador edition. Perek Sheni, towards the end of Halacha Ches, starting Daf Chof Vav with base one line from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Shur Beis Rav Gamliel, in the household of Rav Gamliel, Ayu Shoichkim Metapilpilim Berechaim Shaloim, they used to grind the pepper in their grinder, in the vessel made to grind the pilpilim. Continues the Gemara Daf Chof Zayin. He was a guest by Gamliel. They gave this dish, and in it there was grinded pepper. He ate it. He felt this pepper, so he stopped eating. Don't worry for them. They were grinding before Yom Tov. The one grinding Yom Tov is nothing to worry about. So you see, that's the machlokes. Can you grind the pepper on Yom Tov? So even if it was grinded on Yom Tov, according to Rav Gamliel, it's mutter. Rav Tzadok holds it's asur, but when a person does a melacha of cooking on Shabbos b'shoygig, it's mutter. So this will be treated like something which was done b'shoygig, which is mutter. So even if it was grinded on Yom Tov, why didn't Rav Tzadok eat from it? Says the Gemara, "Shaloi la'atir melocha al yedir Rav Gamliel," because maybe people will see and think that's the halacha that you're allowed to grind it. So in order not to teach that halacha, he stopped from eating until he found out that it was grinded before Yom Tov. Halacha tez zok the Mishnah, harichaim shel pilpilim, the grinder of pepper, tameyo mishum shloisha kelim, has three different vessels. They each will get his own tumah, because the din is when you have a kli and the kli breaks, the tumah goes away. But here you have three different vessels. Even though one of them broke, the other two are not broken. Now, what are the three kelim of the grinder? Shuk klei kibul, mishuk klei matachos, mishum kavara. Klei kibul is the receptacle, the matachos is metal, and the kavara is a sifter. And the idea is the pepper grinder has three parts to it. The top part is where you grind the actual pepper. Then the pepper that was grinded falls into the sifter. The dirt stays on top, and the clean part of the pepper goes to the bottom, to the receptacle. So he explains the Gemara. Hatakto, in the bottom part, where the pepper goes in, shuk klei kibul, it's a receptacle, gets two because of klei kibul. Ve'elyon, where they grind the pepper, shuk klei matachos, it's made out of metal. Ve'emtsois, even though it's not metal, it's wood, mishum kvaro, it's a sifter that separates the dirt from the clean part, and therefore that makes it into a kli, three kelim that you have in the pepper grinder. Halacha Yud Zok the Mishnah. Agolo Shekoton, a carriage of a child, Tameyo Midras, is considered to be a seating vessel for the child, and therefore it gets Tumas Midras. Tumas Midras is when a person is a Zov, as Tumas Zov, so whatever he sits on gets Tumas Midras. The child is sitting on this carriage, even though the carriage maybe could be considered something that just moves the cotton from place to place, is considered to be also a seating place for the cotton, and then it gets a tumah of medras. Nitelas b'Shabbos, shall I carry on Shabbos? Ve'eino nigreres ela al gabi kelim. But you're not allowed to roll it only on top of kelim, not on the ground. Why? When you roll on the ground, it creates a ditch on the ground. It's considered to be chafir, it's considered to be digging. I agree with you. Any other kelim you should not pull on the ground because it creates a ditch in the ground. But the wheel doesn't create a hole. It just pushes down the ground down. The reason why you have a ditch in the ground, not because there was anything removed from the ground, it's kveshes, it's pushing it down, it's pressing it down into the ground, and therefore that's not considered to be a problem of digging in different mutter. So the Gemara Amud Beis, Tani lo yigrodo mesamito sakise vesavsavsol vetakat tedro. Person should not pull a bed, a chair, a bench, or another type of seating instrument. He's creating a chortz, meaning he's creating a hole in the ground. He's a ditch in the ground, which this is considered to be digging. Shimon says mutter. Why? Because Shimon holds dover shem is kaven as mutter. He's not intending to do it. Rabbi b'shem Rav Chuno. Rav Chagai b'shem Rav Zeiro, Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Ilo, Moedim Chachoyim Rav Shimon, Chachoyim agree to Rav Shimon, Bekise Shereglov Meshukoyz Petit. If you have a chair, that its legs are in the mud, Shemutu Otatolo, you can take it. Why? Because the mud is very soft. It's not considered to be creating a hole. Because you took it out, and right away, it fills up. The same way you're allowed to pick up the chair from the mud, you also allowed to return the chair to the mud, you're not considered to be creating a hole. Omar Yosef Reis said, "Of Anon Tanina, we have a mission this way. Nitolim b'Shabbos, talking about there are different vegetables that are in the ground. You have to pull them out of the ground on Shabbos. How can you do that? What about the fact that it's creating a hole? And we're talking about a very soft earth, and it's not going to say to be creating a hole. They're going to agree. It's okay." No, that's not a riot. It could be this is really creating a hole. But it's according to Reb Shimon that holds that Dover Shem is Kavan Mutter. So no riot from here. Look at our Mishnah. You're not allowed to pull any Kalim except a wagon, except a carriage, because it's a wheel. Mashu, everything else you're not allowed to do. And we didn't differentiate if it's regular earth, if it's mud, how soft it is. So, even according to Rabbanon, you're not allowed to create these holes even in a soft mud. And with this, we end the second parak of Masechet Beitzo, Hadron Aloch Perak Yomtev, Hadron Aloch Perak Yomtev. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo, Dav Chov Zayin.